Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey, proudly brought to you by Healing Care Ministries. Now here's your host, Terry Wardle.
It's good to be with you again today, and I truly pray that no matter what your circumstance is, that you have a deep sense of the Lord's presence with you. He is there. His kingdom does surround you. It may not be something we always perceive, but it's something that is always true. That's part of the promise of Jesus when he said that he would never leave us or forsake us. I hope you're experiencing that today. Hey, has there ever been a time in your life where you heard about someone and you began to form certain impressions about who they were because of what other people were saying, but then when you actually met them, you found them to be, well, quite different? That's happened to me many times. But I do remember that when my sister was going to school, I think it may have been junior high school, that students that were older gave her an absolute fear about a particular geography teacher. And she was convinced this person was the greatest ogre in the world. But you know, for whatever reason, my sister Bonnie gave this teacher a chance and she loved her. She found out she was very, very different from what other people told her she would be. Now, why do I even begin that way? Because, frankly, that's my experience of God. You know, I grew up and it was crystal clear in both what I was taught in my home and also the occasional times when we went to church that God was very, very angry. Yeah, there's Jesus, and he came and he died for our sins, which we should feel really bad about. And yet, in fact, God was also filled with wrath. I remember also there was a lot of conversation at our particular church about hell, about sinning against the Holy Spirit, that you had to really work to find your way back to God. You had to do everything you could to please God. And there was a sense that we were under this constant admonition, this constant concern that we had to clean up our act in order to keep God's wrath at bay. Now, I want to tell you, there was already a great deal of anxiety in my life. But this kind of put that anxiety at a cosmic level. It's one thing to worry about whether your mom or your dad or relatives or neighbors are going to be upset with you, but it's a whole other when every single day you're supposed to be thinking about whether you've done something to make God upset with you. Did any of you have that same kind of experience? That, yes, Jesus came and he died for our sins, and it's, you know, we'll be sorry for our sins, of course, and yet it seemed as though God was begrudging and angry and upset that all of this came to be. I know that I found it somewhat exhausting, but also it was a very transactional understanding of God. If I did good, I'd get good. If I did bad, I'd get bad. And there was this constant attention, if I was going to be spiritual, upon my own abilities to seek God, to find God, to measure up, to become a better person. Well, that may have been the impression that people gave me about God, but the more I got to know him, especially through the person of Jesus Christ, the more it became crystal clear that God was very, very loving and compassionate, very caring, and very much wanting to take care of us. Now, we could go to the New Testament and find a lot of these examples through the life of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus. And I'll make reference to a couple of those here today, but I want to go to a passage of Scripture that's actually found in the Old Testament. It's in Ezekiel chapter 34. And through the prophet Ezekiel, we are being given a picture of God's love and concern for his children, for you and for me. Now, there's a metaphor being used here, and it's the metaphor of a shepherd and his sheep. And that God is likening himself to a shepherd, and we are his sheep. And he wants us to understand the degree of concern and care that he has for each and every one of us. I want to encourage you, spend some time. You can begin reading right off the first verse in chapter 34 and take it on through the end of the chapter. But there is a section in here beginning with verse 11 that I think in this particular time really, well, it can lift your heart. And isn't that something we need right now? A good word. And God has a good word, a caring word. And this is a good word and a caring word about God and his compassion and his love for us. And I'm going to just pick up four statements that God makes about how he feels about his sheep. And so what I'm saying is four statements about God's commitment to you and God's commitment to me. And the first one is, it says this, is, I will search for you. God says this, I myself will search for my sheep. I'll look for them. You see, again, using the image that I was given of God is that it was my job to search for God. But I didn't understand that God was also searching for me. But isn't that the very first picture we see after the fall is that God goes searching for Adam and Eve. And then when he finds them, he provides for them. And I think this is something we need to understand today. That no matter what we're in, where we are, whether we've wandered or have not wandered, that God's heart for us and his commitment to us is so large that he searches for us in these difficult times. Now remember, this is what Jesus picked up on in Luke chapter 15, when he said that if a shepherd has 99 sheep and one goes astray, the shepherd goes looking for that sheep. If there is a person that has lost a coin, they tear their house apart looking for the lost coin. God doesn't have his arms crossed, turning in another direction toward people that are hurting, toward you when you're hurting. But in fact, what the Bible says is he searches for you. There's another verse a little further down, and it says, God says, I will rescue you. And then it goes on to say, from places where you've been scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. Now that's an interesting image, that on a day of clouds and darkness, the sheep can't find their way home. They scatter. They don't know exactly where they are. Boy, have you ever felt that way? I have. Tough times, clouds settle in. I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. And what the Bible says here is that your Father searches for you, and he will rescue you. You know, I've mentioned before that my father spent 45 years in a coal mine. I've been there, had a job for a day and or two, and that was it for me. 300 feet down, thousands of feet out under the earth. And there were times when I would talk to Dad because there might be a cave-in somewhere. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, one of the things that we knew if we got trapped is that the people on the outside would do everything they could to get to us. They'd be wanting to rescue us. And we'd seen that in our community, even to the point where a group of miners got trapped deep beneath the earth, and they brought in a drill, and they drilled down day after day after day until they could break through to where they were, and then brought them up through that shaft. And this is what God says to you. When the days are cloudy and darkness sets in, I'll rescue you. What picture of God is that? That's not a God of anger. That's a God of love who cares for his sheep. I will search for you. I will rescue you. And then it goes on and it says that I will pasture you. And it's even a really kind of fun little image here. It says that I'll pasture in your place of good grazing land, and you'll be able to lie down there, and you can feed on this rich land. I will pasture you. You know, as I was reading that today, an image came to mind that is, oh my goodness, it must be 25, 30 years old. I was in California, and I was with a man, and we were going out on a ranch, and this ranch had a home, but nobody lived on it, and we were out there, way out in the backcountry. And we came upon a pasture where there were a few horses, and the land had just been eaten off, and the horses looked terrible. And this man saw that there was a gate, and there was a pasture right beside it where the grass was growing. And he just went over and opened the gate, and those horses busted into that other pasture. And as emaciated as they were, they began to leap as though they were thanking and so excited, and they began to feed. And I just couldn't believe that image. And what God says to us is, that's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to open a way for you to have rich pasture. That's a good word for us right now. We need that word right now. I need that word. God is not an ogre in the sky, always angry, looking to pour out wrath, demanding that we measure up. He searched for us. He searches for us. He wants to rescue us. He promises to pasture us. And you know what else it says in this passage of Scripture? A little further on, it says this, that I will make them a blessing. Isn't that interesting? I will make them and their land a blessing to others. See, we're all here for a kingdom purpose. We're to participate in bringing more light into the world. And that's how God looks at you. He sees you as part of this process. He's gifted us for that. He's placed endowments inside of us for that. And when we're in times like these where it's difficult, I think these are the words that we need to hold on to and the words that we need to share with other people. Do you know that God is a God of love who lavishes his love upon his children? So hear this. God's saying, I will rescue you. I will search for you. I will rescue you. I will pasture you. I will make you a blessing. That's about you. That's about God and what he really feels and what he's really like toward you. I think we need this kind of good word. This good word can be an anchor for us in a time of storm. I guess my mind goes to the fact that in Hebrews it says that we do have an anchor, and the anchor is Jesus. And everything I've shared with you is a portrait of Jesus. He is this good word. He is our anchor. And I believe this gives us an amazing portrait of God's love and care for us in a time like this. Remember, the scripture says, when it's cloudy, when darkness sets in, God says, I will be the one that brings them out. I don't know what you're going through today or what you're facing, but it might be helpful to take a deep breath, to know you don't live under the anxiety of having to measure up, but you live under the promise that God surrounds us and he loves us and he cares for us. He's going to see us through to the other side. I want to remind you again, as I have many, many times, his face shines on you. He longs to be gracious to you. He's turned toward you to give you peace.